We begin today's daf on daf pe amud rishon, and we're at the second line. Ela amar Abba. Let's just remind ourselves in the sugya that we're in. We started a mishnah on atayin tet amud bet. The mishnah talked about a case of a rotzeach, that's a murderer, shenigmar dino, that got mixed up with other murderers, that shelo nigmeru dinam adayin, and we said. That's the way at least Rish Lakish learned the Mishnah. And we said that Machlok Rabbi Yehuda v'Hachamim, Hachamim said all of them are peturim because you cannot meet out the punishment, because since you cannot give them a Gemar Din at this point because you don't know who's who, and in Gomdim Medinam Ela Bifnehem. And Rabbi Yehuda said you can't portray these guys because bottom line they are murderers, so you put them in a prison cell and you feed them barley till they explode. That was Rish Lakish's interpretation. And then we had Rabbi Abahu, and I'm sorry, that was Rabbi Abahu in the name of Shemuel. Rish Lakish had a different interpretation. We're talking about animals. Anyway, the Gemara said that no matter how you're learning, whether you're talking about murderers or animals that got mixed up that were Hayav Sekila, it's not going to work out, because we have a statement over here that Rabbi Yosef said that even if Abba Halafta was amongst them, Abba Halafta was a big rabbi. What do you mean? He was amongst the murderers? Clearly not. Or he was amongst what? The animals? Clearly not. So we have to have a new interpretation to the Mishnah. So that's where we start off with Rabbah's answer. So second line of Pe Amud Dishon Ela Marava Hachi Ka'amar Shenayim Shayu Omdim. You have two guys that are standing. V'yatsa Hetz Mebenehem. And a arrow came from amongst them. Problem is you don't know who shot the arrow. V'harag, and it killed somebody. So you don't know now who the murderer is. The witnesses cannot discern which one shot the arrow, because they were all standing next to each other when the arrow was fired. So it says both of them are going to be peturim. Shenehem peturim. Ve'amar Rabbi Yosef, afilu Abba Halafta b'nehem. That even if Abba Halafta was one of the two, where you know that for sure he wasn't the one that shot the arrow, doesn't matter. That since you don't know for sure that the other guy, you didn't see the other guy do it, so therefore, you cannot be mechayev him by process of elimination. You can't say, well, for sure Abba Halafta didn't do it, so who did it? That would be like circumstantial. You got to know who did it. That's what he meant to say, ba'afilu Abba Halafta b'nehem. Nashi, Ela Amar Rava. We're reading Rashi, B'shelo Ukar Debetin Ka'amar. Kegon, Shenayim Omdim, V'yatsa Chetz b'nehem. ואין יודעים איזה מהם זרקו, שניהם פטורים. אמר רבי יוסף, אפילו אבא חלפת ביניהם, שהכל יודעים שהוא חסיד, ולא זרקו, לא מחייבינן לאידך, משום היי חזקה. We don't punish the other guy and kill him because of this חזקה of the חסידות of אבא חלפת. ובהא, אפילו רבי יהודה מודה, even רבי יהודה agrees. However, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Konsin Otan Nekipa. I, but Rabbi Yehuda said, put him in prison and let them blow up. You're not putting Abba Halafta in prison. What is he talking about? Lo ala ka'e. It's not going on that case. There's a Hasurim Mechsara in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda, when he said put him in a prison, is not going back on that case. He's going back in a different case. Ela haki kamar tanakama v'hasurim mechsara matnitin. The Mishnah is Hasura Mehsera, the Haki Ketani, the Shor Shinigmar Dino, continue the case, and a Shor Shinigmar Dino, Soklin Oto, Da Al Korha, Kulihu Asiri Bahana'a, which means one finger on the Shi, and continue reading the Gemara where we left off, because it's going to give you the Hasura Mehsera now. Continue the Gemara. Veshor shenigmar dino. Nigmar dino lewat? Leskina. Shenetarev v'shivarim acherim. And it got mixed up with what? With other shivarim me'elia. So what do you do? Soklim otam. In that case, the Mishnah says, according to the Tanakama, soklim otam. Why? That she says, da'al korha kulihu asiri behana'a. Why? Because the one that's Asur Bahana got mixed up with the others. So once they get mixed up with the others, they all become Asurim. ואין הפסד לבעלים בסקילה. הלכך סוכלים אותם כדי שתתקיים מצוות סקילה ומחויב בה. They are asura b'hana'ah anyway. Once already you have isur hana'ah that gets mixed up in others, they all become asura hana'ah. So you're not taking away any hafsid to the ba'alim. It's asur b'hana'ah anyway. So you might as well stone them all.
All the
shevarim are asur b'hana'ah once you get mixed up. So it's like a bitul. You have one item that gets mixed up with others. It's asur b'hana'ah anyway. The ba'alim are not losing out. So you might as well stone them. Anyway, at this point, once you have the ta'arovet, the guy's out already. He lost. You didn't, that's not your fault. He lost. It's the ta'arovet of isur hana'ah. So now the deen is, might as well stone it. Why stone it? Because what's the difference? You might as well stone all of them, and the real one will get stoned. So therefore, at least you'll be mekayim, the deen of sekilah, in the real one.
It's a harsh judgment. It's only
100
shows,
because
it's one.
It's a harsh judgment for what? For the animal rights activists? They're anyway, but.
Salvation review,
no, that's coming up. I'm talking about hakamim. Hakamim say sekilah. That's not any better. He's starving them, let their stomachs blow up. That's he's not any more excited about that either. Rabbi Yehuda Omer kotsin otan de kippah, and he said, put them in the kippah and let them.
It's two different cases.
So it's two different cases. Why shouldn't he give them sekila? So that she says that goes to the animal. Shelo latriach beddin. We don't want to trouble beddin. It's work for beddin. Extra work for beddin to have to stone all these animals. So therefore, we let them put them in the prison and give them those ela kotsan otan beheder ve'metim b'ra'av, starve them to death, and that's
what does it be with that doing in the first case?
There's no argument in the first case. They weren't innocent.
The animals.
I mean, we have justice in animals. You go work for PETA. What are you talking about? Justice for animals over here. There's Rebbe Din over here. There's one hayav sekila and the ola tzubana'ah. So what do you want to do now? They're all asur b'hana'ah already. There's nothing to do with anything. The fact that they are tarov, what are you doing? Basar and halav get mixed up. It's asur, finish. So if you don't have shishim, it's asur. You throw it out. Oh, haram, what a shame. What a bitul ochil. Have said ochil. Mashaitaya, the basar from the halav, they don't have shishim.
What
are you
supposed
to do?
Is there
going to
be a bitul?
What is there going to be a bitul? There's no bitul in the asur in the skal. It's afidu be'elef lo bati. It's asur hana'ah. Turumah is b'matayim. This is b'tadkas. There's laws of bitul. So that's a casualty of the ta'arovet. That's nothing to do with anything. The question is, once you raise the surbana, and the owners are not losing it anyway. Either way, you got to throw this animal into the Yama Melah. So you might as well slaughter it or stone it. What's the difference? Now the rabbi says, no, it's a terechat to bedin to have to go slaughter 15 animals. Or not to slaughter, to stone 15 animals. So they will put him in prison, let them stop to death, and that was it. Although the biudah, there's a compromise now. You're not going to be so killed, the real one. The one that was deserving sekila, you're not going to give him sekila. No. So okay, for the Tehad Bedin, we're willing to give that one up. How can we say no? We want to fulfill the Torah law of sekila. So therefore do all of them, and Memela, one of them that's Hayab sekila, we'll get the sekila. Gemara. We're changing the interpretation to the Mishnah. We're saying that the Mishnah...
We're adding a case,
exactly. The case was talking about with Abba Halapta, where two guys were standing and you don't know who shot the arrow. Even if Abba Halapta was amongst them, they're both peturim. And because we don't kill the other guy through a hazakah. And then the next case where the arguing is you have animals that got mixed up. The animals got mixed up. Sure, chineskal with regular shivarim. As a machlok, Hachamim say niskal all of them. Because anyway, they're asur b'hana'ah. And according to Hakam Rabbi Yehuda, put them in a prison. Why? Because we don't want a matriach bedin to be sokel animals that are really not hayab sekila, just to get the real one. That's hayab sekila. Rabotai, we continue the Gemara. The Gemara says vehatanya. Vehatanya is not a question. Vehatanya is a Bini Huta, it is a proof. How do I know that? That she says Vatanya Bini Huta. How does she know it's Bini Huta? Because you learn the case and you'll see that it's not a question. You'll see the Braita is actually bringing a proof. So that she's just letting us know from the beginning how to go into this Braita. Look for a proof, don't look for a question. Vatanya. Para Shemita. Ve'arkach Yalda. Okay, so the para, it killed. And then what happened? After it killed, it gave birth. So that means when it killed, it was pregnant. So the question is, how do you judge the baby that was inside of her? Is that considered also hayav sekila? Because bottom line, it was part of her at the time of the killing. Im ad shelo nigmar dina yalda. If she gave birth before the gemar din, so then already velada mutar. So before gemar din velada mutar, the gemara will explain why. Im mishen nigmar dina, but once already there was gemar din, and then yalda. So then the law says velada asur. Why? As she says, the ubar yedich imohu vegamune esar begemar din imo. At the time of the gemar din, the animal becomes asur b'hana'a. Whatever part of the animal, just like the lungs of the animal become asur b'hana'a, and the liver of the animal become asur b'hana'a. Another organ of the animal is its baby. Ubar yedich imo. And therefore, once already you have gemar din and she didn't give birth yet, that item also becomes asur b'hana'a. It's part of the mother. But if it came out before gemar din, before the betim was posek, okay, so it came out, it escaped. But if it didn't get out before the bet din was posek, so once the bet din is posek, this animal is asur b'hana'a, whatever is part of the animal, including the ubar, is asura. Now, nit'arev b'achirim, let's say this animal got mixed up in others, b'achirim b'achirim, others with others altogether, it doesn't matter how much, because there's no bitul. Kunsim otam nekipa, clearly. What does a biyuda say? You don't so kill all of them. Ela, you put them in the kippah, just like in the biyuda of our Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon omer, mevi'im otam lebedin ve'soklim otam, like hachamim. So therefore you see this braita gives exactly the same case and gives us now the same rulings between hachamim and the biyuda. Now we have the biyuda and Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon. Amar mor. Now we go back to explain the cases of the Braita. That was the Bini Huta. Now we're going to explain the case of the Braita. Amar Mor. What's an Amar Mor? Azak, we're taking a previously stated statement and we're isolating it and analyzing it. Amar Mor. Im ad shelon nigmar dina. If it's before Gemar Din, yalda velada muteret. Oh, so the Gemara says, what do you mean? Ve'af al gav dechi nagha havat mi'abra. Even though at the time of the goring, at the time that it killed, the baby was in there. If the baby was in there at the time of the goring, we should consider it that what? The baby gored as well. That's part of the mother. The part of the mother, so therefore, it should be guilty at that point. Ve'amar rava, vlad hanugahat asur. That's it. Which means not only is the mother asura, the vlad is also asur. He vivilada nagchu, because they both gored. He vivilada. Furthermore, spotted vlad nirbaat, the animal that was nirbaat asur. He vivilada nirbi'u, because both of them are nirbi'u. So that way you can't tell me that if the animal before gemar din was pregnant, that means at the time of the goring, it was there. Once it's there at the time of the goring, finished kotrava, it gored also. And therefore it's going to be just as chayav as the mother. So therefore you cannot tell me that deen is not consistent. Rashi, ve'amar rava, vlad hanogahat asur behakrava. You cannot bring it as a korban. Kegon, shenagha al pi ed echad. Right. Let's say there was only one witness, so you can't kill anybody over it. There's only one witness. Oh, al pi ha-be'alim. De mitzera ligavoa, velo lehidyot. Hilkach, al korhach shamina midrabah, de'echa di'it edim, but if it was a yedwiyeh edim, asur af lehidyot. Ve'sarik ligmor din shenehem. You have to kill them both. Ve'a leka lemema ta'amad et tanakama, דתני ולדה מותר משום דלא נגמר דינו עימה דאי בשלו בא לבית דין. Maybe you're going to tell me, because it gave birth and it didn't come to בית דין, So therefore, you can't give, because Tanna Kamma said you have to give the Gemara Din in front of it. So maybe you'll tell me the reason why Hakamim say the kid's off the hook is because it didn't come to Beit Din, so it wasn't in front. But he says, you can't say that. My idiya velada, if you do imon nami. That's not a din in the velad, that's a din in the mother as well. If you're giving me a side point, that the reason why you're exonerating the velad, because it didn't come to Beit Din, why did you choose the velad to show that illustration? You could have shown me that same illustration by the mother not showing up to Beit Din. It's a stamma din. You have to give the gemar din in front of the animal. Even though the gemar dina lo mitzera, he is selecting the metni mutar. How can we? The ends are cooked. Now we have the bedid. Come out with you. Tadrava. So comes the gemara and says, "Vlad and their baat." Okay, we saw that. Now the gemara continues. Emma, change the case. So the case is as follows now. Im ad shelo nigmar dina. If before the Gemar Din, Ibra, she got pregnant. So they were pregnant before, after the Gemar Din. Now, at the time of the thing, if she's pregnant, finished, it's over. The Ovar is part of it. Now, we were talking about Im'ad Shelo Nigmar Din, before the Gemar Din, Ibra V'yalda. Okay, and again, birth also. So therefore, Valda Mutar. Okay, that's for sure. Because didn't gore, and it was not guilty at the time of the Gemar Din. So it wasn't there. It wasn't there, not at the time of the goring, and not at the time of the Gemar Din.
Well, there was no Gemar Din.
There was. Then there was a Gemar Din.
He was born in between the stages. Yeah.
But eventually there's a Gemar Din.
She got pregnant before the Gemar Din.
She got pregnant before the, and she gave birth before the Gemar Din.
Right.
So I'm just saying, so therefore, at the Gemar Din,
right,
there was no baby, and at the time of the goring, there was no baby.
Should be the baby.
The baby's born, that's what I mean to say. It's born, it's not part of her.
How was the baby?
Odd, I'm not an upstart Christian. The point is, when it was born,
yeah,
the Gemar Din was made after it was born. It wasn't there. So therefore, it wasn't at the time of the goring. Exactly, and it wasn't at the time of the Gemar Din. When it wasn't there, I mean, it wasn't part of the mother at the time of the Beit Din. Now, imish Gemar Din, not Ibra V'yalda, but after Gemar Din, if it was Ibra V'yalda, okay, it's too late. V'lada Asur. Because once the mother is Asura, after Gemar Din, whatever comes out of the mother is going to be Asura. So the Gemara says, hold it. Haniha leman de amar ze veze gorem asur, which means you just told me that the para after Gemar Din is asura. Now it got pregnant. Now hold it. How did it get pregnant? From a zakhar. The zakhar that impregnated the mother is mutar. So this baby over here is made up of
half and half.
Half and half. It's half the father, it's half the mother. So therefore, you must hold that zev zeh gorem, when you have two causes, it's going to be asur. Because this is a case of two causes. So it's hani haleman de amar zev zeh gorem asur. If you say zev zeh gorem, when you have two gormim, two causes, the father who was mutar and the mother who was asura, zev zeh gorem, okay, asur. However, eleman de amar zev zeh gorem mutar ma'ika lememar. But according to the opinion that says zev zeh gorem is mutar, ma'ika lememar, what are you going to say? It should be mutar, the ubar, because bottom line is part of the father. So Gemara says, "Dashi ika lememar, deha kishenotzar lehar Gemar Din lad ihu lechudeger amale she'af min hazachar uba." The heter v'isur garmu lo shiyavo. Barman is a product of heter and isur. Gemara says, you're right. So switch it again one more time. Ela amarabina. Emma, say it like this. Im ad shelo nigmar dina. Ebra v'la yalda, if before the Gemar Din, she gave birth, she got pregnant and gave birth, v'yalda mutar. Okay, that doesn't change. Because it was ad shelo nigmar dina. So, evra v'yalda, everything happened in between, mutar. V'im ad shelo nigmar dina. But if after Gemar Din, ad shelo nigmar din, before Gemar Din, evra, that's what she got, pregnant. U'mishin nigmeru dina yalda. So at the time of the Gemar Din, already after that she gave birth. So at the time of the Gemar Din, she was in the stomach still. Oh, that's a problem. But Dasud, why? Ubar Yerichimohu. So I don't care that she was born from Zev Zegorim.
Okay.
At the time of the Zev Zegorim, there was no problem at the time. But once there was a Gemar Din already, then she gave birth. At the time of the Gemar Din, you assailed the mother. Once you assailed the mother, anything that's in the mother, I don't care if the father contributed in the conception. Bottom line now, the Beit Din was posing this whole animal, the Subhana'a, and there's a baby in it. Finish. Once the baby's in it, Ubar Yerichimohu, therefore Ubar Yerichimohu is Osev. That overrides. It's Ubar Yerichimohu. Finish. Bottom line, we're saying whatever is part of this animal is going to be Asura. This is Ubar Yerichimohu. It's part of the animal. Finish. Gemara. Kol Hayebe Mitot. So we learned in the Mishnah, and I intend them with better. Whenever you have Hayibim Mitot, they get mixed up with each other. So the rule is you give all them the lighter punishment. Because by giving them the lighter, for sure you'll mete out at least the minimum punishment that they deserve. Shema Minah, we learn from over here a rule. Mutre ledavar hamur, havi mutre ledavar kal. True, you didn't give the guy a warning for the lighter punishment. The warning he got was for the stricter punishment. But we see that you can give a warning for the stricter punishment, and included in the warning for the stricter punishment is the warning for the lighter punishment. Otherwise, how could you kill a guy when you didn't warn? You warned him for, let's say, Sekilah is Hamura. You warned the guy for Sekilah. Now you're giving him Serifah. You warned for Serifah. In the Sekilah is also a warning for anything that is less than that. Rashi, Shema Mina. Medektani yadunu beskila mutra lemita hamura avi mutra lemita kala mishum de kala bechlal hamura di lo avi mutra lemita kala harik de haibu hamura heach de haibu beskila halu atru be mita zu venefter elegamre then it will have had avi mutra.
Otherwise, how could you kill them? The guy could say, hey, his lawyer could come and argue. They didn't give him a warning for this. And we said, no, they gave him a warning for the stricter one. They gave him a warning for the stricter one, so therefore it's automatically he's warned already for any other mitah that is less. That's the Gemara's ra'ayah from the Mishnah. The Gemara doesn't like the ra'ayah, however. The Gemara's dohe the ra'ayah. Amar Rabbi Yirmiya Achabim Ayaskinan Kigon Chitru Bo Setam. They just gave him a stam warning over here. In a stam case, where they told, listen, you're doing this, you're going to be hayav mitah. Then we could say it's opened. But once they committed sekilah or serifah, you can't switch it for a kal one. You have no ra'ayah from Amishnah. I guess the Amishnah was told that when they kept it open. Shetru bo stam. Rabbi Yirmiyah, she says, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, ha'akha leka lemelaf, ha'akha betru ben mitah stam. Ulfika kalav hamura b'mashva. Everything is included in a stam case. How do we know? The Gemara says the Tanya. This is the case over here where we're talking about the mesit, the avodah zara. Remember, we learned that a mesit is the one that's the missionary that's causing people to do avodah zara. He doesn't need hatra. No. We kill the mesit even without official hatra. So it says ushar hayeve mitot shebatorah en mimitim oto. Ela be'eda. Number one, first you need 23 judges by all the other cases of mitah. Ve'edim, and you need two witnesses that saw it. Ve'atra'a, ve'ad shiyudi'uhu shiuhayad mitat bedin, and they have to tell him which mitah is going to get. That is going to be hayav a mitah of bedin. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ad shiyudi'um be'eze mitah neherag. The Biuda says you have to say which mitah. Tanakhama doesn't say you have to say which mitah. Tanakhama, you just have to say you're going to die for this. So it shows you that a hatra'at stam works. And that's the case of the Mishnah could be. When you have a hatra'at stam, that includes even the lighter one. Mashiachim, when you committed the name of the mitah, could be it's not going to work. Rashi. Mishar chayeve mitot chutz memesit. By the Mesit, the Torah says, no mercy on the Mesit. But by everybody else, you need the regular protocol. Edim, the Bedin, Hatra'a, etc., etc. Eda ve'edim. Lav davka the Mesit nami edim ve'eda kabae. Mesit also needs witnesses, by the way, also needs Bedin. This is lav davka, because
It only wrote it like that there's a difference. Fine.
Comes the Gemara and continues. And Niskalim ben Nisrafim. So we said that what? Niskalim get mixed up with Nisrafim. So then we have a machloket between Rabbi Shimon and Hakamim. Everybody, Niskalim ben Nisrafim. Niskalim ben Nisrafim. What's the what just? I skipped. Oh, Tanakama Yalif Me Koshesh. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Me Koshesh Hora'at Sha'a Haita. Which means, what's the logic of this machloket over here? Why does Tanakama say that you don't have to actually say the punishment? He brings it out from Me Koshesh. The Me Koshesh, they didn't know what punishment. They just warned him, hey buddy, if you do this over here, you're going to be Hayab Mita. Later on, they told him, by the way, it's a kila. So you see that a stam warning for Mita is enough. The Bible that will say, nah, leave the Mekoshesh. That was because she didn't know the punishment. So it was Hora'at Sha'a. But once we know punishments now for stuff, you got to give the actual name of the punishment. So you can't give it ayah, bring it ayah for the Mekoshesh. Mekoshesh was considered Hora'at Sha'a. Does she? The Mekoshesh. Shamotziam ota lo etrubo shem mitato do lavu yad yehide. Ela mitat stam. Hora'at Sha'aita. Va'apia dibur ma'ayev. Right, that she says, Adrabah, he was chayav not because of the hatra'a. In Karami, you messed up on the hatra'a, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, the only reason why they killed him in Koshesh, because God said to kill him. It wasn't because they followed protocol, but really the protocol was not followed. Ve'lo gabrina mina dorot, ve'nafkalan, hatra'a, miyumat tamet, shiyetru atzimon mita, ota mita mashma. Right, when it says in the Pasuk, that they have to be matrim, and so mashma have to be matrim in the name of the mita. Either mekoshesh, al pi adibur who met. Comes the Gemara and says, and iskalim ben israfim. So you have sikila and serifa mixed up. We have a machloket between the bishamon and hakamim. They both agree in principle that you give the lighter one. The question is, what is the lighter one? According to the bishamon, it's sikila is the lighter one. According to hakamim, serifa is the lighter one. Matni le rabbi haskel le rami bere. Rabbi Hazkel taught this Mishnah to his son, but in the following text, Hanisrafim ben Iskalim, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Yedunu Biskila, Shasirefa Hamura, Amar le Rav Yehuda, that's the other son of Rabbi Hazkel, Abba, Lo Titneye Hake, don't learn it like that. Don't teach the Mishnah like that. Because it sounds like the way you're learning it, who's the majority? The way he taught it is that Nisrafim got mixed up in Niskalim. So it sounds like that the Nisrafim are the minority. And they got mixed up in a lot of Niskalim. That's the way you learn it. The Nisrafim, who are the minority, got mixed up in a group of Niskalim. Sounds like the Niskalim are more. Don't learn it like that. Why? My idea, why are you telling me the Sirefa Hamura? Because the reason why you're going to give Sirefa is not, the reason why you're going to give Sikila is not because Sirefa is Hamura. Tipukle druban niskalinu, go after Rov. Which means you try to prove that what the Mishawan holds, the Gabes Sirefa and Sikila, that Sikila is less. The reason over here you're giving Sikila is not because Sikila is less. The reason why you'll give Sikila is because the majority are niskalin. Ella learned the case. Ella hachietnia haniskalim ben nisrafim. There's more nisrafim over there, and therefore, if we go according to the majority, I would give what serifa. But since we have to give the lighter punishment, that's what we give. Even though it's against the majority, the bishon omed yedru beskila she serifa chamura. So that was the way he corrected his father to teach the hadush. That's she. הנסלפים בנסקלים, משמע, כגון דאבי נסקלים רובה, וערבה בו מעוטה נסלפים. He says, תיפוקלה דרובה נסקלינו. הכי נקי טעמה משום דהייתן אשר למושכו למיטה חמורה בלאו הכי, נדירו בסקילה בתרובה. אלא הכי יתנו אבו מהדלה, אלא הכי הלמדנו. So he says, אלא הכי יתנו. So how do you want me to teach the Mishnah? אלא... Doesn't say ilahaki etnia. He asked ilahechi etnia. How should I teach the Mishnah? So he told him, teach it like this. It was a setup.
So the Paraskev says, oh, that's how you want me to teach the Mishnah. So what do you do at the end? If that's the way you want me to teach the Mishnah, Niskalin ben Nisrafin, implying that what the Nisrafim are the majority. Ema Sefa, explain the end of the Mishnah. Rachamim Omrim, Yudunu Bisrefa. You know why you give Serefa? Shesekila Hamura. The reason why you give Serefa is because that's the lighter one. Why do you have to say that? Just say the reason why you're giving Serefa is because that's the majority. According to Tipu Gledru by the Safimi News. Either way, you're going to be stuck. Now the way you fix the Mishnah, you have to be Yehuda or to be Shimon. But you have a problem according to Hakamim. Because Hakamim is saying, you know why you give Serefa? Because it's Kalla. No, you give Serefa because that's the law. That's she. Amar Lerabi Yehuda, it's Kalim Safim. Fine. Oh, so he answers back. The Yehuda answers back. Atam, Rabbananu de Kaamri le de Rabbi Shimon, le didach de Amad Serefa Hamura, lo Sekila Hamura. Exactly. Which means he's answering according to him. According to you that said Serefa is Hamura, and therefore you give Sekila, I'm telling you it's the opposite. That Sekila is Hamura, therefore you give Serefa. He's arguing on the Biuda, not in the case. In Echanami, according to Hakamim, anyway, I'm going to give Serefa because it's the Rov. But Lididach, that you said Sekila is not Hamura, I argue with you. I hope Sekila is the Hamura, and if we're going to give Serefa, Lididach. Lididach doesn't matter. In that case, anyway, you're getting Serefa. The man of going to get Serefa. Let's see. Hata Mudeka, Misaymera Banancha Sekila Hamura. He's not giving the reason in this case why you're getting Sirifa. In this case, the reason why you're giving Sirifa could be according to the Hakim because it's Zerov. They're not explaining that. They're going in the Biyuda. I would be Shimon. Hak Iraqi Kamri. Yadunu Bisrifa Kidainenu Batarubah. In the Kharami. You go after Rov in this case. Give him Sirifa. Udikaamat the Mizad Batan Mi'uta. And according to you, you said you should go after the mi'ut. Mishum serefa hamura, then I should mishuk et ha-kakalim, lav hamura, yelak alai. Basically, what Rabbanam is saying, you give serefa, because it's rov. And what you told me, that the reason why you don't give serefa, because serefa is hamura, you're wrong. Sekila is hamura. Therefore, even according to you, you should give serefa. So therefore, you have no problem with keeping the case like that.
Son's arguing with his father like that?
They're learning.
What else?
They're learning. Amar le Shmuel Rav Yehuda. So Shmuel tells Rav Yehuda, Shinina. This is for you, Jimmy.
Yeah.
He says, a young, sharp one. Lo temale la'abu kache. Don't tell your father that you made a mistake. Which means you want to argue with your father in Torah. There's a way to talk. Don't say, you made a mistake. Let's say the father was committing a crime against the Torah. Daddy, it says in the Torah such and such. So the Gemara says, "Sof sof, ainu hach." Which means whether you're telling him avarta al devre Torah or you're telling him. Either way, this is what it says. You're embarrassing him. And she says, "Lo temale abu kach eli odi obehed yashu toyer." Mishum demachsif, you're causing him to get embarrassed. It's tired. Elo omer lo abu kach katu b'Torah kasa kadatak b'tmiha ka'amar. Meaning, you're asking. You tell him, "Kach katu b'Torah." Meaning, so you're also rebuking him. If you're saying it like that, you're also giving him an embarrassment. V'chi kakatu b'Torah, or v'chi kakatim b'Torah, you're saying rhetorical.
Question.
But it's a rhetorical question. V'chi kakatu b'Torah? Is this according to the Torah what you're doing? Does it say this in the Torah? So you said, what's the difference? Bottom line, so the Gemara says, what was this kakatu b'Torah over here? Which means, you just did this, Daddy. Daddy, what you just did, is that written in the Torah? That sounds like it's also a little fresh. So the Gemara says, "Sof sof hanuach, ela omer lo abba mikra katuv b'Torah kach." You don't ask him as a question. Say, Daddy, the Pasuk says like this. And let him make his own conclusion, what the Pasuk says, without giving him a rebuke. Rashi says, Ela bini huta. You don't ask. Doesn't it say, Daddy, Katuf, Kabed, Abiga, Demega, period. Bini huta. אומר לו מקרא אמור בתורה, ואומר לו אבי, מקרא כך וכך כתוב בתורה. והוא עצמו ישים על ליבו על מה זה מזכירו. Why is he quoting me this pasuk over here? והאחי נמי, אין לך לומר לאביך, לא תתני אחי. He told his father, don't state the Mishnah like that. That was too blatant. I should have said it more in a...
Say it.
Exactly. Bottom line, it's the same result. I've got the point. That's the way you say it. Baruch Amen.